Hello, we're looking now at Getchell, Book 2, page 28, exercise number 111. And the indicator at the very top says bravura, which means, you know, brave, bold, go for it. You also have a marcato marking on here. You have your accents primarily on your first beat. You do find a few on your weak beat, so you just want to pay attention to that. For a forte beginning, so keep it strong. Remember the bravura. Remember the marcato throughout. There's a little legato passage that occurs on the third system. It's always a nice idea to pay attention to that. I wouldn't so much pull any speed off as much as just to be thinking very long and connected. Back down to marcato, down in the fifth system down there. And again, you want to just be very strong and forceful, but not blatty. Then you get to a really fun section here, sixth system, and it says calmly, and you find a key change that takes place. Now, we were initially in F minor, and now we are in what looks to me to be a, you know, A major section here. So the calmly suggests that we pull back tempo. Menomoso is also, you know, giving us all the indicators that we can cut, shave back the time a little bit. It goes a little tonally far afield, so you're going to have to practice this a little bit just to know where A stands in your world, you know, the key of A, and try to keep that sort of tonal center in your mind as you're going through this piece. Then you get back to the tempo one, four systems before the end there, last measure, back into F minor. Very intense. It goes into F minor and then it goes back to F major. So this piece, I'll be honest with you, is very, very challenging when it comes to playing with keys, playing with tonal centers. You've got to pay attention to all the key work, to where your tonal centers are going, and of course, paying attention to the musicality of the piece would help too. So here we go. Mm-hmm.